Hello, it's The Whip Around with your hosts, Sean Hayes.
That is totally it. That is a slam.
In space.
Where's?
I'm the baloney man for Halloween. You just can't see it.
Dave DiIorio.
Don't you stop me.
So to my question, you
did. This is my segment.
I am actually looking at Alton Brown's ambrosia recipe.
And Jill Yapsuga.
Having my moment with my mac and cheese.
Yeah, yo.
It's amazing and I feel fabulous, so do it.
This is a show about news, but we're going to talk about it in a way you're not expecting. We're going to take some current topics, flip them on their head, and examine them from angles that other people are too scared to talk about or, quite honestly, too ashamed to. So get ready for some foul language, get ready for some pop culture spoilers, and remember, nothing on the show is safe, nothing is sacred. Get ready, here comes the Whip Around.
Hey, everyone. Sorry for that, Jill, and welcome back to the Whip Around. Indeed, it is I, Sean Hayes. No suffix required. Once again, coming at you. It's been a busy week for all of us, and I am delighted to announce, and this is we're rolling to a point here, but I am joined in person across the table by...
A Jill. No, just one name.
Right.
Like Cher.
In fact, you made it. There was an article there by a Jill. Not going to say.
Hey, Jill. Yeah.
Which Jill?
Figure out which one.
A Jill, quasi nameless.
Mm-hmm.
And also via Skype. Magic of technology is wonderful. A friend of the show and fascinating individual, Simca Griffin, is here. Simca, say hello to all the nice folks.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Sean. Hi, Jill. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. It's really exciting.
Hello, you're welcome, and I think I hear a bird.
Yeah, what was that?
Let's hold off, because we're totally going to find out, I think, about that list. But let me tell you something, listeners. You're already getting a peek into why Simca's on the show. Simca, I know you from back in the day, from undergrad adventures, and I've followed your own adventures wherever and whenever I could. And I know already, and I know Jill has faith in this, that you will fit in here with aplomb. Is that aplomb? Aplomb? Aplomb?
That's one of those weird ones.
Yeah. You'll fit in here with aplomb, Simca. My question, though, is this, and I'm excited to tee you up for it. What do you feel qualifies you? Because I know you are. What do you feel qualifies you to discuss, to explore weird news today? What's your weird pedigree?
My weird pedigree? Well, first of all, I was homeschooled until I was in fifth grade, which anytime I tell anyone that, they give me this look like they're going to catch it. Like all of their public schooling education and so sort of socialization will just go right out the window.
I kept a straight face, I'd like to say.
But I was, you know, I felt I was very well socialized. I mean, that's kind of weird to say right then and there. Like my parents took me to like the child park or something and let me play on Wednesdays. But
I am socialized.
But yeah, so being homeschooled definitely led to my parents having us do a lot of exploration on our own, a lot of studying, a lot of exploring not typical mainstream interests. And then, of course, being named Simca, especially growing up in New England, there's no one named Simca. There's very few people, at least especially in my childhood.
Outside of reruns.
Reruns of Taxi. Mm-hmm. That had any kind of weird name, being Jennifer, Jessica, Tiffany was very normal. And I made it my quest to find the other 11 Simcas that exist in the United States. So, I mean, that's pretty weird. And then on top of it, I'm a bird owner, as you heard.
Yes, yeah, Simca is indoors. She's indoors right now.
What kind of bird? What are we talking here? Are we talking parrot, parakeet?
Do you want to introduce us? Do you want to give an introduction to your avian companion here?
Come here, Chupa.
Simca's on
the
move.
So, Chupa, come here.
Is it short for Chupacabra?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Well, there she is.
So what kind of bird?
She sees herself. She's a black-headed caïque parrot.
Ooh, that sounds
also known as a French caïque, which I didn't know until yesterday. Oh, you're going to show your wings?
Sounds very exotic.
A French caïque.
Strangely enough, she's from Colombia.
Do you picture her with a French accent, though, or a Colombian accent?
No. So one of the weird things that I do is that I speak to and for the bird.
Okay.
So she has like a very sad, stressed voice.
May we hear the Chupa voice?
Yes, I want to hear it. We'll ask
you
a question.
Hear the Chupa voice?
Yeah, how about I'll ask, you know, via the medium.
Right.
I will ask Chupa.
Anyone listening to this is going to be like, oh my God, this girl's actually insane.
That's...
Why is she on this podcast?
No, they'll ask the first part. They won't come to the second part at all. They'll be like, of course, okay. She's on this show. All right, so Chupa, is this your first podcast? And how do you feel about being on air with us today?
Well, yeah, I'm real excited to be on the podcast, Sean, because Icarus hasn't been on the podcast, but he's a bad little cat. He always wants to mess with me, but now I can tell him that he's never been on the podcast before.
I like Chupa.
This is amazing.
You know what?
I
Sometime we're just going to have Chupa on the show,
I
think. Just
I think
do a stretch
to.
With Chupa.
So she's a little racist. No.
I will prompt one thing, Simca, before we move past this, now that you have amply displayed qualifications.
Yeah.
Chupa does not use the bathroom as most birds do by going on some sort of newspaper or periodical inside a cage. Is this correct?
Oh, no.
What
no,
is Chupa's bathroom situation?
So she cries, and then we pick her up and we take her because even though she can fly, she prefers to be carried. We take her to the bathroom. We set her on the toilet, which she knows she's supposed to go on. But we still have to kind of barricade her there. And by barricade, I mean move the garbage can in front of the toilet. Even though she can fly over it, she won't. And then she will sit there and she will poop on the toilet.
Wow.
And then she goes and then she cries. We come and pick her up and we flush the toilet. And that's that. That's what she does every day.
Speaking of creative fun, and, you know, I'm glad this has all worked out and definitely double welcome to Simca. I want to turn quickly, because Act One only has so much time in it, to an event. And Simca, I'm glad you're here to hear about this, too. Dave and I, as representatives from the Whip Around, recently did our own weird, partially bathroom-trained event where we raised some money. Actually, there's another connection to the bathroom thing.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
This charity was meant to raise money to fight colorectal cancer, and in order to give us some perspective on what we went through, we have the Whip Around's very own Dave Diorio online, I'm hoping, with us right now. Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Can everybody hear
Dave?
Hey, Simca, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good to see you.
Why don't
Is it weird that I just like pop in?
That's right. And it was like right in time, too. So, Dave, can you give us a rundown? Give us, because you know, this was through GeekAid and you have some roots with them as well. So if you can just take us through what this was and what the experience was like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I occasionally write for GeekAid.com. I do some sports articles. We decided to donate some of our time playing pain in the ass, horrible, difficult video games in an effort to raise money to support colorectal cancer research. So Sean and I drove 2+ hours away to the far northern reaches of New Jersey and played some Double Dragon 3 for your viewing pleasure.
The something, yeah. Something of the Sacred Stones or something.
It's something we would have done probably at home anyway.
A notoriously difficult fighting game.
Yeah, and Sean is a savant at spinning cyclone kicks.
I was not going to toot my own horn. I was not.
No, well, I'm here to toot it for you.
Thanks, Dave.
Because you are some sort of, I don't know, genius at this game.
Do you guys know how much money was raised?
I could be wrong on this. The last I had checked, Chris had mentioned, I think they were up to like $3,400.
Wow.
I think,
that's
yeah.
Great.
I attribute that mostly to us, to be
absolutely.
Honest.
I mean, clearly.
100%.
Yeah. So, Dave, can you describe the experience? Anything you remember?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it's been a long time since I played classic video games with a group of people. And it's kind of – video gaming nowadays has turned into sort of a like a solo by yourself in your house. You may be playing with other people over the internet, but lost is the art of, you know, sitting around in a living room with a group of people, you know, all kind of – giving each other a hard time for being terrible and playing classic games. So, I mean, it was fun in that right.
I kicked Dave off a building once by accident.
Really? Accident? Come on.
That did happen.
By accident. Mm-hmm. I looked at him. I was all happy, Joe. Like, look what I did. Look at my spinning kick. And he was not amused.
Well, of course not. He's on the ground.
I didn't realize I just kicked him off a building. But thanks again, am I right, Dave, to Chris Randazzo and everybody at Geekade. And I think they want us back. I think they want us to come back. They seem pretty eager.
I got that impression. Oh, I mean, I guess I just want to offer my congratulations to Geekade. And they put together a nice event, and they did a good thing, and it was for a good cause, and we were happy to be a part of it, and I think we acquitted the whip around nicely, or at least you did.
No, we both did, because Dave was the likable one, and I was the one who was just being this person in front of
me. I mean, it's annoying if two people are really good at a game.
Exactly. It's also annoying if two people are really friendly, which is why you got to get the hell out of here, Dave. Well,
seeing you all.
But thank you, Dave, for being part of our show. We'll talk again to you very soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Dave.
Bye.
Before we transition over into something super fun that Jill is going to be spearheading, I just want to do a quick shout out to Citizen Seth Kunder, who was having some technical problems. And instead of being like, I just won't listen to the whip around this week, he reached out and our own mad scientist, Dr. Phil LaPorta, helped him out, guided him through. I think it was a problem on like his browser's end or something.
Yeah.
So we're in the clear. But thank you, Seth, for reaching out and allowing Phil to work his magic. And that works twice, Jill, because he's a magician.
I know.
In making it all happen for him.
Don't let anything get in the way.
Yeah, man.
Of you and us.
I believe he referred to it as his whip around fix.
Fantastic.
Cinco, are you into the getting a weekly whip around fix?
Yeah, okay. I'm down for it.
Thank you.
Also think that, like, you should, if you ever play that game again, mm-hmm. every time you do your spinning kick, you should be like, whip around.
Oh, Simca, number one, someone else there actually nominated it to be like whip around kick. I was naming characters.
Oh,
there was photo negative of Grace Jones, Mini Bobo. I don't even remember. Like, it was definitely me being like the obnoxious 10-year-old that I used to be, like out loud in front of this room of people. And they laughed. Sure, they all laughed.
I'll
have my revenge someday.
They were scared of your spinning kick.
Yes, my whip around, house. Whip around, oh my God, I didn't even think of it when I was there. So anyway, on that note, because I'm so sophisticated, Jill, let's class this joint up with a segment that we like to call...
Here's the Thing.
Good Lord.
I hate sushi. And yet somehow, this is apparently an affront to other people, as though I somehow looked them in the eye and told them the baby's ugly. Like, how is this? How is I not liking sushi, like, somehow ruining your life? Recently, when I went back online to online dating, I wrote, you know, that I hate IPAs and sushi. And this one dude sent me a thing, and he's like, I agree for IPAs. Sushi, I don't agree. Name a healthier food at a better price point. Like, dude, one, what is it? It's not BuzzFeed's worth
all
it, all
right?
Like, right. Right. I didn't say it's not healthy. I said I don't like it. And people are like, why don't you try it? How do you think I know I don't like it? I've tried it. I don't like it. It's cold and it tastes like the sea. And those are two things I don't like in my food, generally speaking. So there you go. There you go.
Simca, sushi fan?
You know, I actually have a sushi roll named after me in my home state.
Hey, that's fine.
And I loved it, but I don't eat any meat anymore. And sushi creeps me out, not because it's raw fish, but just because, like, you don't know what's this is going to sound weird, but you don't know what's in it anymore, really. Like,
I'm the only one.
Fish.
I'm the only one who eats sushi.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I like
right.
how it
She likes the flavor.
I miss sushi.
For me, it's
okay,
a flavor.
She misses
thing.
Sushi, though.
I don't care for it.
No, you've had your tempura shrimp sushi. You've had your
vegetable,
cucumber sushi.
Yeah, but I've also tried sashimi. I've tried sashimi.
No,
But
I'm saying as far as
the gateway
sushi drug.
Oh, sure. Like the crab rolls.
Sweet potato roll?
No, I've tried crab rolls. I didn't mind the crab rolls, but, like, again, it's a texture, and I don't like, one, I don't like seaweed. Mm-hmm. So I always have to get the rice paper if I'm going to have it. Like,
right.
If people are like, oh, we're going to get sushi. I'm like, all right, I'll go. Like, I'll eat something. But I've never been like, I really could go for sushi. And if someone's like, oh, let's go there on a date. No. I really would prefer not to. There are literally hundreds of other places. Like, I don't understand why this
is really good.
But I don't understand why this is such a big deal to other people.
Can
like, when did this become a thing?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
And Simca, I'd like your input on this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, agreed. You don't dig on sushi, and that should be that, right?
Right.
But which is worse, sushi.
Right.
Or dudes trying to convince you to like something that you don't like, or to mansplain
right.
that you have an act. Because I realize I towed the line and I step back now.
Right.
But which is worse, the flavor of sushi
or
bros trying to make you somehow like sushi? And Simca, if sushi doesn't apply to that,
right.
after Jill's 100%. Done, I'd like to know your input on some of that too.
And I'd be curious to know, I would assume that, I would think if you gave up eating meat, that there are definitely a-holes in your life who have been like, well, but the meat, like, it's no, what are you, where are you getting your protein? Like, try to explain to you.
Yeah, has your
choice life
been,
choice.
Has like, your choice been fixed for you by males at any point, Simca?
Not just males,
or women.
Honestly. There is okay. definitely backlash on both ends.
People always think they can convince someone else of something
right.
in like the span of 5 minutes.
That's
like,
what I was
you've
getting
had
at.
This conviction,
right.
but you know what? I'm gonna convince you. Otherwise.
I'm gonna fix
you know
your
what?
Perspective.
You know what? Why don't you just shut up and keep your opinions to yourself?
Anyhow, this has been a wonderful. If
I think so, basically, if I tell you that I don't like sushi, just say, "Oh, interesting. Okay,
yeah.
we won't. I guess that we won't go. I won't suggest a sushi place.
I will not. I know what will not be on the menu at our 1 year party for the whip around. So this has been a you better cook that fish edition of.
Here's the thing. Good Lord.
And with that, I will just turn things over to Jill for a brief announcement about our survey.
Yep. So we do have the survey. It is still going on. 10 questions. Very simple. Basically, we want to make sure that we are making the best show that we possibly can and that we're continuing to put out something that you enjoy listening to and that you want to listen to. So this is a chance for you to give us some of your feedback on what you'd like to hear and what you like or dislike about the show. 10 questions, very simple. You are then entered to win one of 3 Amazon gift cards. They're $10. We're getting close to
right there.
The limit where once we reach a certain number, that will get doubled. So then you would, instead of $10, you would have an opportunity to win a $20 Amazon gift card. So please check that out pretty much everywhere.
Link in the show notes.
Yep.
First link. And yeah, we're right there. And we want to know what you think. 10 clicks, $10, maybe even 10 clicks, $20.
Yep.
Simca's going to do one like today. Am I right, Simca?
I'm going to do 8.
I want to fraudulently make this a success. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. We've got some just wonderful stuff from my perspective. It's going to be a real blast, I know for me at least, in Act 2, so don't go far.
And the 2018 Ig Nobel Prize for Best Research into the Whip Around goes to the Whip Around Survey, written by Sean Hayes and Phil LaPorta.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. We're actually here. Sean, we actually won it. I can't believe we won it. I don't know what to say.
This one goes out to all the smelly people who never believed in us, who
knew to click the first link in the show notes.
You sons of bitches.
But then still did the survey and did 10 questions and it took 10 clicks.
For these fucking people who never realized how good they had it.
And still they did it because they knew they were going to have a chance to win $10, but they did it because they knew they were going to help us.
No one helped. We are the best. Now you know it.
And still, you proved it with your feedback because you helped us make a better show for you. And I can't thank you enough.
I hope you rot in hell.
And if we can get just a few more people, I know the research, I know our time is almost up, but I just want to say if we can continue our research and get a few more people, I'll make it $20, 3 $20 Amazon gift cards for anybody who completes the survey. We'll make a drawing. We'll take $20 and you get a chance to win it. Thank you all so very much.
Fuck you. Bye, Mom. Okay. There are times in our lives when the news is just good. Stories abound that uplift, that brighten skies, broaden horizons, and open up new realms of understanding and possibility. Times when our place in the grand sweep of history is both awing and empowering, humbling yet invigorating. Other times, the news is full of fucking spider stories. And this week, it's fucking spider stories. two, in fact, two messed up real life spider news bits. Jill's happy because
they were terrifying. No, they terrify
it's
me.
Clear that you're enjoying how much I'm not enjoying it. In fact, this sure. Right now I'm scratching my arm because the itches just started.
No, I just got goosebumps.
The skin is crawling. Before I start, Simca, your attitude about spiders in general.
I don't want them on me. I don't know many people that do, but nice. Being like an animal lover and like respecter of all life, even insect life, I'm one of those people that will like trap it in something and then have my boyfriend get it out of the house. But I just found out that spiders that live in your house are like actually adapted to be living in the house. So you're actually doing a really inhumane thing by throwing them outside. And now I'm worried that I'll never be able to throw another spider outside again.
See, because I just realized that I'm going to start throwing them outside sometimes. I'm going to airlock the spiders
die
now that
slow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay,
I wouldn't feel that bad because you know what? They're going to come back in your house.
Thanks. Yeah. Great. Good, Jill. That's great.
They will.
What? As long as they don't come back where they were, usually I take them out if they're somewhere where I really don't want them to be, like in my bathroom or in my bedroom above, you know, on the ceiling.
So what I'll do is hit you with one spider tail, get your reactions, hit you with another one, get reactions again, and then see where your minds went.
Sure.
Okay? And then we can get this damn spider thing behind us.
Out from crawling we can get
these,
in your ear.
Yeah, we can get these spider stories outside where they're terrified apparently to be.
they want to live in our houses.
That's right. So we're going to take these news stories, put them in a little paper towel, and make our collective boyfriends throw them into what's going to feel like outer space.
No!
So let's start with a trip to Idoliko, Greece, where several hundred meters of shoreline property are now shrouded under a thick, interlocked system of billowing, sticky, nearly opaque spider webs. Yes. Apparently, a veritable web of ideal factors for local spiders have aligned like some kind of hideous prophecy, allowing a massive superweb to grow. According to Maria Chatzaki, an associate professor in the Department of Molecular Biology and Genetics at the University of Thrace, which I just want to pause because that sentence was amazing. According to her, this is all the work of the Tetragnatha spider. All I know is I don't like it, okay? But she says that spider, which despite its large imposing webs, are relatively harmless to humans, which I call bullshit because emotional distress, it still counts to me as harm, and they're harming me presently. But anyway, she says that, quote, abundant food, high temperatures, and sufficient humidity made it ideal for the spiders to exploit and create a large population, end quote. I'd like to add that the lack of any kind of caring deity is also a factor because a loving, caring God would never have allowed this to happen. It seriously looks like Hitchcock was like, I'm back to do a spider thing. One carrier of the news noted, by the way, that this Uber web is also the site of a gargantuan spider orgy, as these nasties all reach the end of their lives and end it the way most people wish they could. In fact, this will all be over soon, apparently, leading to a kind of post-coital mass extinction, leading Professor Chatzaki to comment like a rock star, saying that, quote, the spiders will have their party and soon we'll die. And so will we all, Professor. So will we all. Reactions, ladies. Simca, you're the guest. You want to react to this hundreds and hundreds of meters swathed in spidery spider web town news?
I mean, I can't even really blame them. Like, they're making the most of the situation that they've got, like, and they're just fucking away and reproducing and making their webs. And like, can you really not root for the spider at this point? They're like, yes, this is our chance.
I'm
in awe. You said this story was an awe-inspiring.
Aha!
I feel that they've done something amazing other spiders can look to and say, hey,
oh, God,
maybe we could do that. I hope they don't, for all of our sakes, but you know, they say that there's a million spiders for every acre of land and no human is ever more than 10 feet away from a spider at any given moment, by the way.
No, I did not know that, but thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Simca.
You're welcome.
We're so glad you're here to remind us of that.
I also just want to know, like, who's going to clean it up, like, after the orgy?
I would like that kind of job. If it came with like a flamethrower, so I'm not going to get in there, but if it was like, look, because if I was in charge, be like, this is gone. We're giving up on this territory.
Yeah.
We got to take it back to zero. You know, we got a Cormac McCarthy this whole area. Right. Jill, your reaction. And please, if you have any spider factoids like Simca, go ahead and keep them to yourself.
Yeah, I know I don't. But I, you know, when I saw the photo, I was actually, what creeped me out the most about it was just because of its size. In my mind, I pictured a giant spider making it. I'm seeing this giant, like, mutated spider making this web, and it freaked me out. Yes, basically, it freaked me out. I'm just as scared of spiders as you are, so, it was...
No, I'm just saying, but you're right. Simca's referencing, I think, the movie, right? Arachnophobia.
Yeah. Giant thing.
Yeah.
Isn't Jeff Daniels in that?
Spiders are in that. That's all that matters. Spiders and John Goodman, I believe, who fails to stop... See, now it itches, like, on my head. Ah! Okay. All right. So can we move on to the next one? Because it gets even weirder.
For sure.
Yeah. So let's do the next one. And again, we'll find out where your minds went on this after your reactions, too. So hang on tight. We're leaving the play spider web mansion, the Hugh Spider Hefner situation. And we are heading for balmy, cheery, lively Ipswich, England, where for almost a year, on and off, but almost a year, residents like Alice Randall found themselves in a creeptastic nightmare as every single night for nights on end, multiple times a night often, a strange disembodied voice of a young girl slowly sang to them in the middle of the night. And I've got a little sample of what they were hearing. And after you hear the creepy ass song, everybody, it continues to get weird and the connection will be made. So that was the middle of the night, sometimes multiple times a night, singing disembodied voice that everybody in Ipswich was hearing.
Soon to be my alarm in the morning.
I like how peppy you're pretending to be. Woo! I am. Of course, it would be hard not to be like, I'm up.
Definitely wait.
I'm up. There's something about young children singing things to you. But according to The Independent, quote, sometimes the tune played just once at 2 a.m. or 4 a.m., but other times it repeated over and over again for hours. And for her part, Ms. Randall says the singing was, quote, very haunting, and that, quote, people have said it's like something out of Freddy Krueger, which obviously she means Nightmare on Elm Street. That's a little bit of a, I mean, come on. It's like something out of Jason Voorhees. Like, what? Anyway, have no fear, though, anybody. Mystery solved. It's all because of goddamn spiders. Of course, spiders were behind something so freaking uselessly, needlessly terrifying. Because after fruitless searches at first turned up nothing, local city council investigators eventually tracked the singing to an industrial park, where the song itself was blaring from these external speakers. The company there had set up the song to a motion sensor system designed to deter thieves. So if anybody was on the property, rather than just boring old lights or maybe an, I don't know, alarm siren of some kind, they were delivered, you know, double-barreled, little girl ethereal singing. What the company didn't count on were spiders nesting and webbing and bluching all around the sensors themselves, causing repeated false alarms that caused the chilling music to play over and over again. And the spiders apparently have since been removed, hopefully via fire. Lots and lots of fire. Or someone getting them used to being indoors and then getting them in a napkin and throwing them back into the hellish outside. So, reactions. Jill, why don't you start us this time? We'll come to Simca second.
Oh, I thought it was super creepy. And also was You're curious correct. To know why you would make that an alarm, but also pretty genius because... Yeah, that's just creepy. And if I heard that, I'd be like, I'm not going in there. That place is clearly haunted.
Put it down. We're getting out of here.
I know. I wouldn't think, oh, there's children here. I shouldn't rob it. I would think there's dead children here. I ain't coming near it.
Right.
So okay. Pretty clever.
There's dead children here.
Dead children here.
Simca, your reaction.
So I'm just wondering what they sell. Or, like, what they manufacture.
Nightmares. In
this, like, what is this company? What's their purpose? Because it while clever, like, it definitely seems like something that a psychopath would come up with. Like, let's make them think dead children are singing to them. Like, well, not like a dog barking, not like a, hey, stop it. Like, it's right. Like,
oh my,
what are you thinking? What kind of evil madman comes up with that?
What if they make,
as opposed to like an actual deterrent? I don't know, because I don't think I would be deterred by that if I heard it.
Yeah,
I'd be freaked out.
Yeah, but if you thought it was, it was a warehouse that manufactures ventriloquist dolls.
True, depending on what it is, or maybe they manufacture like, oh, we make Ouija boards or something, so that a lot of people would be like, forget it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like is not they manufacture like, I don't know, books or, you know, they do
light bulbs. It's a light bulb factory.
Light bulbs or something, and you know, what do they make in England?
Tar.
Baby bonnets. I don't know.
Prams. It's a pram. It's a pram and bonnet factory. That's a fair point. So I'm curious now where your minds went. And Simke, one would be excused as a guest for being like, well, I don't have a homework assignment, but did you see these headlines when we sent them your way and pulled something else of your own?
Yeah, I found one, an article about spider-related, of course.
Great.
About a man in China. And so this goes back to the old myth that you swallow a certain number of spiders every year.
We all know this. No!
So
why?
Apparently that's not true. Debunked. Okay. Debunked.
Excellent.
A spider would not just crawl in your mouth, which I always thought, like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
How have I never woken up with one, like, in the process of it?
So good.
Anyway. Right. But something more horrifying happened to a man in China. He felt some, like, he said it felt like something was playing a drum in his ear.
Nope. Stop it.
And there's a spider, and it made a web in his ear.
No!
It was the size of a bean.
Oh, my God. Sean has left the room. Sean got up and left.
The guy took a video of it. It is horrifying.
He took a
web.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You can see the video of him. I'm waiting.
Going
down the canal. And getting that spider out and clearing the web, and they have to flush it out with water, which also begs the question, are you sure? Like, where does that go? Like, how far, what happens at the end of the ear canal? I know somebody knows the answer to that, but they flush it out.
Well, I think it can't, I think it can't go so, if you're flushing with water, the water can't go so far. But
we invite you on this show.
I know. And you betray us like this.
At least that they're not going to go in your mouth.
Oh, thank God.
So
I think I'd rather have access. I'd rather be ignorant of swallowing one than know that one is in my
ear.
He
said it was like a drum. Is that what you said? Or said it sounded like there was a drum in his ear?
A drum. Probably the eardrum.
My theory?
All six legs.
He said it sounded like somebody was stepping into a stirrup. somebody was metalworking on an anvil.
Like hammer.
Right. Playing some kind of tympanic membrane of some sort. All right, Jill.
I went in a different direction.
You know, okay, but I really feel like I'm punishing myself now. Like, Jill, what's your horrifying thing? And thank you, Simke. Thank you as a guest for coming on
and that
having
great.
That. You know,
horrifying and debilitating.
Y'all say great in quotation marks.
For the rest of my life.
It was
great.
Excellent, but I hate that. My head itches.
I went the opposite direction and was thinking about how often kids creep me out.
Children.
Okay. Like the children singing.
No,
if that was you singing that song.
It's raining.
They'd be like, all right, whatever. But the fact that it's kids somehow creeps us out. And I just got to thinking about, why is that creepy? It's because sometimes when kids do, I guess it's because they're so innocent. But when they say creepy things, it's creepy. How many times can we say
kids
creepy?
Say the damnedest thing? I said damned because hell instead of darned. Damned. I'm done.
That was a little too deep for my brain.
Agreed.
So I went in a couple different directions. One was just, creepy things that parents have said that their kids have said. You can kind of take it with a grain of salt, but I believe it because kids do say weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And this person says that I'm just going to read what they wrote. They put, when I was about 4, my mom found me in the bathroom with all my Barbies making them float face down in the bath. When she asked what I was doing, I replied, "The man in the wardrobe told me if I didn't do it, it would be my turn to swim face down." How do you,
you know,
and I wanted to ask you.
Me personally?
Yes, with your, has Edie ever said anything that where you're like, what the hell?
Are you sure you want to ask me that question? Because we have a very creative, dark humor girl.
No, I know, but I'm
saying she's never said that there has been like an outside part, like she had an invisible friend, or like a pretend friend, but never was, but I'm saying like never was, because
it was a ghost.
It was Baba. Baba was huge and red and like was bigger than her. It just so happened that Baba sounded like Marmaduke. Like, she was never like Baba was...
It was Baba Yaga. It was the boogeyman.
Baba told me to put the scissors in mommy.
Right.
Or like, I think, did you say Baba, it's Baba Yaga.
What?
You're talking about the witch who flies around in the
mortar
and pestle and has the house on chicken legs? It's
no,
Baba Yaga, about... Russian myth. No?
There's also...
I'm talking about scary things.
Anyway, there was another one where this person said, "We were on a boat on vacation. My 4-year-old cousin got really close to me and whispered in my ear, 'I want to be a doctor so I can watch children die.'" Why is that?
Wait, what?
That's creepy.
"I want to be a doctor." Hey, you know, you could be lots of professions.
A lot of them have to do with murder.
Party clown.
Kids saying things about murder. The other place where it took me was kids who say things similar to that, but it makes people think that they're remembering a past life. Like,
the kids are
like
full
toddlers.
Of shit, too.
I know, but there's a couple... there's an article in Psychology Today where they talked about a couple of kids who remembered things so specifically that they actually did research, and they weren't, like, famous people. It was just, like, a dude who had died. Like, it was like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like these people who were like, "Oh, I remember being Cleopatra." Like, yeah, shut up.
I remember being John Nesmith.
Right. It's just like, a guy.
Who was
anyway,
a metal worker from, you know,
that stuff
Denver.
Creeped me out. But I really was wondering, has your kid ever said anything that was out of character for your family where you're like, "Oh, that's weird."
No.
No, nothing.
No, but she'll also say things in character that can be a little... strange. Like, she told us recently, "I had a dream the other night about eyeballs in the sky and they were all bleeding." But that's just like who she is. She has a dark, but she was like, she thinks it's kind of silly.
Right.
So no, she's like, she's cooler than Wednesday Addams, but she kind of idolizes Wednesday Addams.
Got
in a way.
It.
She has a dark sense of humor.
Right.
Simca, experience with kids saying dark, strange,
creepy things,
bizarre, otherworldly things?
I used to babysit all the time. I never really got anybody that said anything super creepy, actually. But I did read a story about a girl that said she had like a ghost visiting her, and the ghost could never have any more birthdays and had a baby in her stomach and wanted me to call her second mommy or something. That was creepy. Like,
yeah, that's
where do they come up with these things?
It qualifies as
right.
creepy. Now, but of course, the line is somewhere in the metaphysics, whether you believe in ghosts and
right.
spooks.
But I
and
think that's part of why
reincarnation.
They can be creepy. It's because I think for a lot of us, I know not you, Sean, but for a lot of us, who do kind of think that there could be something out there, there's a thought that maybe when they're so little, they can see things that we can't, that I'm like, oh, it's extra creepy.
See, if you're a complete atheist, like secularist,
right?
You like when the conversation turns from spiders to ghosts.
Right,
you're like, oh, good, fine, great. Simca, are ghosts real?
Ghosts?
Are ghosts real, Simca?
You know, I feel like there's something. There's something after.
All right, you're going to have to come back then and do another episode of The Whip Around where we talk some supernatural stuff then.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Because your lack of a solid no automatically means we want you on the show to talk about this.
Yes, I had a good experience.
Okay. We're going to put good in a little suitcase and open that up very soon. But because, again, there are only so many hours in the day and so many of those hours are ever going to be devoted to the whip around before we deprive people of their waking hours to do things like work and play and sleep, we're going to move on now. And for me personally, I'm excited to do this. Can we get out of Spider Fest and Creepy Girl Singing Fest and
yes.
have some fun?
Yes, please.
Some fun,
yes.
Simca? Simca, do you like fun?
I love fun, Sean. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. How about a game? How about a game?
Yay!
Okay. It is almost October by the time this comes out. It'll be almost October, and that means it's approaching Christmas time for fans of the strange, the spooky and the outright scary, right? Simca, absolutely. You like some of the spooky and scary Halloween
yeah,
times, right?
I love it.
She's an enthusiastic costume wearer at Halloween. She's done some very impressive costume work before. So I know that Simca's down. Jill, I know you're down.
I
would like to move away from the spider thing. However, the creepy noises kind of gave me an idea. The creepy girl singing. I thought we could play a game where you two try to figure out if a sound that I play for you is something natural and normal and fine, something from the natural world, or something that is from a scary movie of some sort. So are you ready to play nature or horror?
Yeah, sounds amazing. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Let's do it.
Jill, you seem...
No, I'm ready.
You're in? Okay. So it's very simple. We got multiple rounds. You'll take turns listening to a sound. And if you can correctly answer whether it's from some naturally occurring something or other... or it's from a horror movie, if you can correctly identify which it is, you get a point. If you can tell me specifically what that sound is, either what horror movie, let's say, that sound is from, or what in the natural world that is, you get another point. Okay, so you could technically get 2 points around. Now, if you get it wrong, the other person does have the chance to steal. So if you guess wrong in the first part of it, you're setting up the other person to potentially get 2 points out of the deal because they'll get a chance to determine what, in fact, it was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but they could steal just 1 point too, right?
Yeah, they can get the 1 point.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Then if you get 1 point and you can't determine where it's from, they're not going to steal.
Right.
You have to screw up in the first place.
Oh, okay.
You get the point.
I got it.
So let me just see here. Simca, you're our guest, so you're up first. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Here we go. You need to hear it again.
Yes.
All right, let's do that again. Here we go. Nature or horror?
I think that was nature.
You are correct, Simca. That was something from nature. Can you tell me, for a bonus point, what you were listening to?
Was it a Fisher cat?
No, I'm sorry, but you still get a point. That was a barn owl.
Yeah.
A lovely, lovely barn owl.
I was going to guess that.
Damn
of
it.
Course you were, Jill.
Well, I was going to guess an owl doing a bong.
Of course.
Taking a bong hit. There was some bubbling at the end there.
Is that an owl doing a bong rip? Right? Am I right?
Know.
All right, so Simca's got a point. Jill, you are up. Again, nature or horror. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Nature or horror?
I don't know. It just sounds really metallic. I'm going to say horror.
That's correct. And again, we're in the early rounds here, Jill. So well done. Now, for a bonus point, can you tell me what that is from?
I'm only going to make a guess based off of the fact that I think it sounds metallic. So I'm going to say, as the English... would say Freddy Krueger.
That is correct. Jill has identified Freddy Krueger scraping that glove on what I would imagine is a boiler in Nightmare on Elm Street. So Jill's got two. But Simca, don't give up hope here. I have a good feeling about what happens next. Okay, Simca, you ready?
Ready.
Something out of nature or something out of horror? Nature or horror?
Jesus. Say it again or play it again.
I wish this was all just me giving really good impressions. Here we go.
Judge.
Nature or horror?
I mean, it sounds like a woman screaming at the end. In the beginning, it almost sounds like somebody says like somebody's name or something. Like, gosh, but I can't tell. Like,
talk it out if you need to, Simca. Talk it out. This is serious business. Talk it out. This is
really it's very serious business.
Don't mess this up.
I'm going to go with nature again.
I am sorry. That is incorrect. It sounds like your instincts were right at first. Jill, do you want a chance to steal the bonus point now that you know?
Right. I feel like I said judge, but I don't. I'm trying to think of what movie that would be from. All right, I'm just going to make a guess. I have no idea. Saw.
This is actually from the ending moments of the Blair Witch Project.
I never saw it.
Simca was correct. She was the man was saying Josh, the friend, as he looks for him. And that is Heather screaming as she heads to the controversial ending of the movie that people either loved or despised.
Never saw it.
So it was horror. The interesting thing was how close Simca was to saying it. It sounds like someone saying the name. Then I heard a woman screaming. But nature can obviously mess with us quite a bit. So I totally understand why you didn't trust it.
You didn't grow up where I grew up, okay?
Okay, so let's see. Jill is up next. Is this nature or horror?
Nature.
It is! That was something out of nature. Now, for a bonus point, Jill, would you like to try to guess what the hell that was?
Yeah, I'd say it's pigs or hogs feeding.
As strange as it sounds, that is two koalas fighting.
What?
Koala fight.
But they're so sweet.
They're really not. They're really not. Simca, fan of the koalas?
No.
I wouldn't be,
not really.
Not after that.
They sleep a lot. They eat their own poop. They all have chlamydia. Koalas are adorable. I love all animals. I even like spiders.
Simca, you are up. Here we go. All right, Simca, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Is this nature or horror? Nature or horror?
At first, I thought it was a woodpecker.
Well, I can play it again if you like.
No, I think I know what it is. Okay. I think it's horror, and I think it's the predator.
Yes, correct on both counts.
Good job.
That is everyone's favorite predator. The only one that we're willing to talk about by name on this show. The only predator, right? Because...
Well, there's a new movie coming out, so I didn't know.
It's out now, I believe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So, Simca, you just tied things up 3-3 with Jill. All right. So, Jill, let's get you a soundscape.
No pressure.
Because our guest is catching up to you. So, Jill, is what you're about to hear nature or horror? Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, I'm not.
One time I almost called the cops because I thought a woman was getting murdered, but it turns out it was just a fox.
Interesting.
Dude, it's what sounded intense.
Stop vamping. I'm ready. Here we go. Nature or horror?
That's definitely nature.
Uh-huh. And what do you think that sound was? That is correct, of course.
Oh, I feel like I saw it on, like, Planet Earth. I'm trying to think about what that was in the jungle. Because I want to say, like, monkey, like a chimp of some sort. But then I feel like it could be a surprise and, like, a frog. Like, it could be someone I wouldn't suspect.
It was a Supreme Court justice. Sorry.
I'm going to say a bird.
You know, Jill, it's ironic. I'm going to go ahead and show you a picture of what we were just listening to. In fact, I'm going to show Simca a picture. And Simca, if you could tell Jill what it is you see.
OMG, it's a fox.
It's a red fox.
It is.
What does the fox say to that?
Listen,
he says,
I'm telling you, it was.
You had just got them saying, I thought there was a woman being murdered. Turns out it was a fox.
But it sounded like that, but it was more continuous. There weren't pauses between it. It was just like screaming.
Or maybe it was more than one fox.
At 2 a.m. This was down when I lived near Philly, no less.
Simca, are you ready?
I'm ready. Watch out for those red foxes.
It is your turn. It is now 4-3, Jill. And we're getting more difficult here. Let's see if you can pick this out. Nature or horror? What do you think, Simka? Nature or horror?
Oh, can I hear it again?
Absolutely.
It's weird. Like, it starts out, I can hear, like, it sounds like something's moving through water, and then it stops.
Mashing it against the mic here.
I will say it's more of a whooshing. It's more of a whooshing.
Yeah.
Sound.
What do you think?
Am I trying to guess what the whooshing through the water was?
Well, no. Are you guessing nature then? Because you're saying it's through water?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Now, again, this is quite difficult. I'm already leaning toward giving you the bonus point, Simka, but let's see if you can determine what the hell that was. Even get close. And you already did, kind of.
Something whooshing through the water. A whooping crane?
Again, I'm giving you the bonus point already, Simka, because it is actually hard to determine what it is, and that is an ocean noise known as the upsweep. Are we familiar with the strange phenomenon known as the upsweep?
No.
It was
captured by underwater sort of sonar recording equipment in 1991. Nobody quite knows for sure what was making that sound. There was a theory that maybe it was volcanic activity under the ocean, but it doesn't quite match up with what it was supposed to be. So scientists, oceanologists, whatever the hell it is, aquanologists, I don't know, Poseidon, nobody seems to quite know why the ocean was making that noise for the time that it did. Went on for minutes upon minutes, the strange ocean pulse.
Whale ghosts.
So ghosts of whales,
yep.
Obviously. Simka picks up two, pulls into the lead. It is 5-4, Simka. And to think I was worried that this game would not go off in a way that was fun, huh? So, Jill, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This is one of my favorites that I found. Okay. Let me get this queued up. Jill, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to hear it again?
No, because I think I know what it is.
I like it. I'm going to play it again.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Only because I just watched this.
Oh, so you know what? It is nature or horror?
It is horror. And
you don't have to hit anything.
I have to. I felt dumb because it took me a really long time to understand what this movie was about.
All right.
It's the Babadook.
It is indeed the Babadook. It is Mr. Babadook from the Babadook. Simka, did you recognize that?
I did. I watched that movie as well.
Okay.
I read like a whole story about it.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm down. I'm into it. Which, interestingly enough, Mr. Babadook, you're both probably aware of this just from being savvy individuals, has sort of been co-opted by the LGBTQ community as a figurehead,
just sort of a gay icon.
I don't think it's for us to get. I think it just happened. So anyway, I really dig the movie, and that sound is just fantastic to me. So that is indeed Mr. Babadook. Jill now pulls into the lead. 6-5. I think what we'll do on this final sound is have a bit of a ring in on this one, okay? Simka, do you have anything that rings, that buzzes, that bells, that anything? Okay, so we'll take Simka's music cue. Jill, you can use the Desi bell. What I'm going to do is play a sound cue for you both. It does go on a bit. So when you think you're ready to make a guess,
right?
When you're prepared, ring in or song on.
It's my alarm clock.
And I will. I thought you did the creepy kid sounds. No, the creepy kid singing
no.
is not your. Oh, weird. So yeah, once you are prepared, go ahead and ring in, and then we will give it a shot. Okay. Simka thinks she might know. Simka, is that nature or horror?
I think it's nature.
That is actually correct.
Oh.
What do you think you are hearing, Simka?
I think I'm hearing frogs.
I am sorry, it is not frogs, but it is actually a little bit of a mystery. So maybe I'll just duke you a point for being confident, and because you're the guest and it is tied. So we will barely hand it over to Simca. Jill, do you want to try? Unless you can tell me what it is, in which case, guest rights be damned, I will award it to you if you can guess what it is and do a bullseye.
It sounded to me
like a pity point.
It's not so much a pity point as, well, wait to hear what it is before you decide if I'm being pitying.
I thought it sounded like the pits of hell. And so to me, that sounds exactly like the middle of the Amazon jungle where it's humid and hot and sticky and everything can kill you.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. I thought you were about to bullseye the impossible sound cue.
No.
Okay, are either of you familiar with the phenomenon called the super deep borehole?
Oh my gosh, yeah. No, seriously, I've
Simca,
heard of that.
Have you heard?
No.
Have you heard of the super deep borehole, which is what some would call my games, I think. Jill, what do you recall?
Well, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing, which is entirely possible, but I thought it was just like this giant hole and pit that they can't find the bottom of.
Well, in a sense, yeah, in the Soviet Union, somewhere in Siberia, 1989, a hole was dug. I think it was like 8.9 miles deep. And a microphone, a lot of this is taken with a grain of salt, but this is supposedly what happened.
They think it's
a microphone was lowered down and there were strange noises as you get down toward wherever.
Hell.
And some folks said that what you're hearing, the disturbances and the noises from this microphone could have been tormented souls in hell. Or, of course, it was just geothermal activity blasting inward at this microphone, creating
what's
disturbances.
The difference?
Yeah, hell, man, I don't know. But what I like is that it means that hell is conveniently close.
Like, I mean, it's closer, only 9 miles away.
Like, it's closer to my house than the nearest White Castle. So that's pretty, if you dispense with the rocks and the whatever. Hell, very conveniently close.
That's eerie, man.
And you know what? You got so close to that, I'm going to say you're both winners on this. You both racked up what I'll call 7 points. So congratulations to Jill and to Simca and her alarm clock.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It has been a metric ton of fun. What I will do now is suggest that we take a quick break before we come back for Act 3 and 3 for the road. Ladies, are you good to stick around for just a little bit longer?
Nah, I'm going to head out.
All right, Jill's going to leave. Simca's going to be nice. Don't tell Jill, but I've actually covered the door in spiders, so there's no way out for her. And she knows I'm lying, because I would have already set myself on fire. So we will be right back with Jill Yapsuga and Simca Griffin. Hold on tight.
It is I, the evil Scunthorpe, from my secret lair, far below the equator. And I am here to implore you to rate, review, and subscribe to the Whip Around podcast. And I would also like to challenge you, Spring-Heeled Jack, to a face-off of ultimate evil. Scunthorpe! Signing off for now.
All right. Act 3 is here. The commercials are over, although you can always rewind and play them again and again and again and again and again because they are kind of pretty good. So what we have here is 3 for the road, that time of the show where we get to talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about during the main part of the show or that didn't quite fit into the main theme of the show, which means we're not going to be talking about fucking spiders here, I hope. And each of us, and this time it'll be just Jill and myself, of course, have 30 seconds, 3 times a piece, with 30 seconds each. Once that 30 seconds has elapsed, you'll hear something a little bit like this. And that is Desi the Decibel telling us that it is time to shut up, move on to the next person. We go, well, not round and round, but back and forth like that 3 times a piece till we're all done. And then that'll be it. That'll be the show. A quick word from Jill. Some thanks that are very much due to Simca. And then that'll be it. We'll send you on your way to listen to lesser, less funny, less spiderific podcasts. And that'll be that. So who's going to be going first, Jill? Do you mind going first?
I can go first.
All right. So Jill's going to go first. Jill, are you ready?
Yeah.
Jill, are you set?
I guess.
Jill, are you go?
So, this woman named Judy Cochran is a grandmother and the mayor of a town called Livingston, Texas. And last weekend, she took down a 580-pound alligator with a single shot, shot it in the head because it ate one of her mini horses. And basically, her big thing at the end was, don't mess with Nana.
I guess not. Okay, update on the flu vaccine. Still Gotta say this. The flu vaccine, folks, cannot give you the flu. I'm tired of seeing people who can't or won't do research blurring the line for people online. Do even a minuscule amount of research in accredited medical journals or even shit like Men's Health, and stop listening to some dingbat friend-in-law on social media. The vaccine does not have the part of the virus that replicates. Shot can make you feel yucky for maybe a day, but that's your body reacting to a foreign agent. If you get the flu after the flu shot, you had the flu in you already. Get the flu shot. Stop being a fucking Facebook mark.
So, I would just like to thank a dude who I'm not going to say his name, who commented on my most recent video where I was complaining about, and rightfully so, about being honked at by perfect strangers as I'm trying to mind my own business. And his comment was, wow, feminism has really destroyed Western women. Men don't care about your silly college degree or your job or all that masculine energy you've got. Thank you. Give it another 5 years and the honking will disappear along with all that male attention you claim to be bothered by. Maybe the fact that you hold men in contempt is why you have a YouTube channel dedicated to being alone. Thank you, sir. Just wanted to...
Just a shout out to you. All right. So in news sure to delight good people the world over, especially our resident scientist, Dr. Phil LaPorta, the fall of Alex Jones continues as of Friday, September 21st. Online payment site PayPal has banned InfoWars from their network. Once a simple investigation showed Jones and InfoWars, quote, promoted hate and discriminatory intolerance against certain communities and religions. And now the deceit mongering fabulous have 10 days to find a new payment method. Or here's some advice. Grow up, drop the hate, and open your mind. Assorted fuck nuts.
Aside from thanking that gentleman for leaving that wonderful comment, essentially proving the whole point of my video. So I mean, really, did me a service there. Thank you, sir. Totally sidebar that I want to bring up for the rest of my time on this one is that there should be no statute of limitations when it comes to sexual assault. You should be able to file those charges at any point in your life because they have taken something from you. And I think that it's bullshit that there are statute of limitations.
Yeah, and Australia's fruit problem is intensifying. Mangoes are now suspect, as police in New South Wales now confirm finding a needle inside an otherwise tantalizing mango. This comes mere days after multiple brands of strawberries were found to have some berries hiding similar needles inside. Over 100 cases of buried needles caused Woolworths to pull sewing needles from stores in Australia, and according to one source, an apple and a banana have been found hiding some needles as well. So this ain't over yet, and I suspect a plot by Big Candy just in time for Halloween. Just saying.
I saw photos of that, and it is terrifying.
It is, I'm telling
you. Right in the center. Like, you would have no idea.
It's a plot.
So one last thing that I just want to say is, just since I'm not on as much anymore, so I'm going to use this time to plug myself. That sounded weird. But
hijack the whip around.
Basically, if you haven't checked out Spinsterhood, I would encourage you to do so because I'm egotistical and
on the
I'd
YouTubes.
Like you to watch me. On YouTube. Basically, if you're like, what is this? I kind of hear about it every once in a while, but what exactly is it? This week's episode is actually where I go over the definition again because I think it's helpful and people still, I think, are a little confused as to what a spinster is, as well as obviously I'm looking to rebrand it. Essentially, for me, a spinster is anyone who feels confident in their independence. So that could be a dude, could be a lady, could be someone who's in a relationship, could be someone who's single, because I just think it's good for people to be confident and feel confident and be independent. So there you have it. Check it out.
Do you think maybe if a guy was trying to claim any kind of spinster thing, it should be like a spinester? Like,
no.
Something slightly different?
Yeah, no, because it already like exists. It's called a bachelor.
Like a spinstro?
No.
Yeah, but bachelor has implications. I feel like spinster. If Kate ever takes off, I'm going to be like, I'm a confirmed
spinster. Hey, you do.
Which makes
you.
It sound like I do, like, backstreet chiropractic.
You sound
chiropractic.
Real creepy. It sounds real
I'm a spinster. Yes. Good call, Jill. Check out Spinsterhood. The link to that is also always in the show notes. This has been a real blast. And Simka, I hope you had fun as well. Or not.
I did. I'm sorry. My microphone was taped.
Oh, no. I thought maybe her Chinese food got reheated. She was like, bye.
My parents taught me never to lie, Sean. That's my comment to that. But yes, we hope you had fun.
Did.
Thank you 100,000,000,000 times for being on the show. We hope you decide to come back. There are more stories. We even heard sort of a hint about one already. There are ghosts somewhere in Simca's past maybe the present. I don't know. So consider this a standing invitation. Please come back.
All right. I definitely will. Would you like one more spider fact before I go?
Yeah, leave us awake for the next week.
Yeah, Simca, awesome.
Not scary. It's just that spider and spinster both have their roots in the same word. The spider comes from an old English word meaning to spin, and spinster was derived from the same word. It's like spinthry or something like that.
Are you proud of yourself for that? Nice, you proud of that? You happy now? You good?
I am.
That was nice. That was some good synergy there.
I mean, it was synergy at the last second. No, I'm a huge fan of etymology, even if it has to do with things that are...
just not entomology.
Fucking awful. There you go. I like my etymology free from entomology. Although, I don't know, does that even count for arachnids? Is there something else? No, is there arachnology or something?
I don't know.
Fuck them. How about that? Fuck them, Simca. Yes, but again, we want to say thank you to Simca. We hope everyone has enjoyed listening to the show. Of course, we are at thewhipround@gmail.com. If you have questions and comments, please like and subscribe the show. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies to stick it. But then tell them maybe they want to check out The Whip Around anyway. And find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, I guess that's it. So until next week, watch out for spiders.
Mm-hmm. In your ears.
Kill them, destroy them.
Sleep with earplugs.
Put them outside. They apparently are terrified of that. I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say that we love you. And Chupa says bye.
Yes, bye. Thanks for having me on the show.
Say goodbye, Jill.
Bye. I can't follow that.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna fix your perspective.
You know what? Why don't you just shut up and keep your opinions to yourself?